This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Mattress Firm, our premier mattress provider. They provide a 120-night sleep trial, so if your mattress is not perfect, they will pick it up and find you a new one. Save 10% off your order with code MMANUTS10. All 33, meet your new work chair. Get active, be active, and sit in motion all day, relieving your stress and aggravation. Save $155 off with code CHAIR20. NordVPN, get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Get 58% off the one-year plan with code STRONG1.
Defense Soap, the world's best soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off. Hey fans, MMA Nuts, episode 495.
495.
My name is Engel Weigelt.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. My fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on? What's happening?
What you doing over there?
Oh, my fingers.
Smelling your own finger?
Yep.
Yeah. That brings me back to high school.
I was going to say college, but you know, it is what it is.
Okay. Apparently,
moving right along. Start a show like this shit again.
every time. Let's talk nice. So
I don't get out much.
Hey, I gotta say, I am really enjoying football this year. I watched the Bears game, and
how fun was that?
It was really fun. And for some weird reason, I have slowly been converted to become a Bears fan. I was originally a Detroit Lions fan for a long time, and I don't know, something about this year. It's like I'm starting to fall in love with my city again, Matt.
There you go. We'll accept you. We'll bring you in. We're on the same team now. It was funny because there's that one point. So you like the Lions, Keith likes the Packers, and you know I like the Bears, but I had no animosity to anybody. I'm like, well, you fucking like whoever. Who cares, right?
Yep.
So that's cool.
Yeah, because the Packers got routed this week pretty good, but the Bears, I don't know, man. This is kind of crazy to watch that team because somehow they keep winning. It feels like they're in the midst of a Super Bowl season. Like they're having one of those seasons where it's like they shouldn't win, but they just keep winning.
They're winning ugly. It's like the White Sox in the 80s. They're fucking winning ugly. That's how you got to do it, though.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how you get it, as long as you get it. Like we've been on the wrong end of a bunch of calls and, you know,
yeah,
maybe this is the year. It's been a while. It's been since 85.
They played in Tampa, right? The one time, or Miami?
Well, they made it to the Super Bowl and then they got fucking routed.
They lost to Tampa, right?
Is that what happened? I forgot who it was, but or was it New England? I have no idea.
I forgot.
I just remember, I think the opening kickoff, I want to say Hester returned a kick for a touchdown, and then that was pretty much it for the game.
Yes, but that I know that was in Florida, but I don't know if they were playing a Florida team. I thought they did.
Yeah, I don't remember who it was, but
I don't know. You know, I feel like having football on again makes me feel almost normal on Sundays with all this bullshit going on. So
yeah, and I like hearing the real crowds in those stadiums where it's not manufactured. You can actually hear them cheering and you can actually hear them booing. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, this is refreshing. Can we get Chicago, come on, let's go. Let's get some fans in the stands.
Yes.
It's all outdoors. Just let people fucking have some fun. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Everyone can be away. I mean, I think it was in Philadelphia, people were fighting in the stands. Like, you can't social distance these fucking ham hocks away from you, bitch. This shit's going down. We feel Rocky here, motherfucker. Like, holy shit, all right. We're fucking just throwing bombs, throwing bones at each other. They don't give a shit. Fuck your COVID, bitch.
Yeah. Philly fans are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So we did also have a UFC over the weekend.
Yes.
A little Korean Zombie versus Brian Ortega headlining.
Yeah. How'd you like the bald version of Brian Ortega?
I dig it. I dig it.
Streamline, right?
It's a good look. And I thought he looked really fast. Yeah, like you, exactly. He's streamlined. Ortega looked sharp and, you know, quicker than usual. What is your take on this fight? What, you know, break it down for us.
Well, I think part of the thing was his extra large cup that the man was wearing.
Oh, I forgot about that.
What the fuck is going on?
I don't know what's going on. He's got a hematoma of the balls.
What the hell is going on? I don't know, but he changed camps, right? So yeah. This fucking guy's out for 2 years, decides to work on his striking. And looks like a whole different fighter out there. Like, he took the fight to the Korean Zombie. It's like the Korean Zombie's just sitting there waiting. And then, I don't know if it was the second round where he caught him with that fucking spinning elbow.
End of the second, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what was your thoughts on that fight from that point?
I think the Korean Zombie, you know, in true fashion, he is extremely dangerous when he's rocked. He got up and started connecting. And it's like he goes on this weird autopilot. And yeah. Corners yelling, it's like, don't strike with him, and then Ortega decides to take him down at the end of the second, thankfully, because I don't think any good comes from that, like trying to go toe-to-toe. But ever since that happened, I felt like Zombie was never in the fight again. I mean, I had it 3 rounds to nothing after 3 anyways, but I mean, he never really looked like he was in the fight. He kept getting beat and just beat mm-hmm. and beat to everything. So
yeah, it was so one-sided, and I didn't think you could see that much of a change, because Ortega is just known for his ground game. You look at like when he fought Max Holloway, how fucked up he got up on the feet, but now he looks like a different fighter out there. And it's always the weird thing to throw in an equation now is, how do these guys perform without a crowd? So is Korean Zombie, does he need a crowd to
maybe
raise him up? And does Ortega do better? So I like this dynamic of guys not having a crowd to see, like, how do you guys perform now? More fights in now. If this is your shit, like, yeah. I do well. Like, try to get as many fights in as you can with no crowd. So,
yeah, I don't know if it was just this particular fight, but I noticed the percussion of the hits. You know, it's really apparent how loud these fucking strikes are when they're connecting with them. It's like whack, whack, whack. I'm like, I'm like, ooh, damn, that sounds bad. You know. So good for Ortega. You know, he's looking pretty sharp. What do you think is going to be next for him?
They said Volkanovski for the title.
Okay.
So good for him.
Like, it should be a barn burner, man. I think that's a good fight.
I like Ortega in that fight. If this is the same guy we see, I don't know. I don't think they're going to get it in this year. I think that one's going to go to 2021, but we'll see.
Yeah.
And then over the other fight that we had Chris Cyborg fight over the weekend in the Bellator.
Did she just win?
Fucking railroaded some broad. It was just not even close. And she got her first ever submission win, which seems hard to believe when you think, what the hell? And I think she might have heard the commentators talking about that, because she's on top beating them. And they're like, whoa, maybe she'll get her first submission win. Sinks in the rear naked choke. And then I didn't know Cyborg had a voice of an angel as she's singing on the way to the octagon.
Oh my god, seriously?
I'll break my rusty cage. Whoa, hey Cyborg. Super deep voice. But hey, she's hot as fuck, so she can have as deep of a voice as she wants to.
I'm going to have to disagree with you there, Matt, but okay.
Is that a hard pass? Come on. That's a
hard pass for me.
All right. Fair enough.
But that's okay, because you know what? If we're in a bar, we're never going to be competing. So that's good.
It's true.
You have your taste. I have mine. It's all good.
That's right. And then, you know, this weekend, let's talk UFC 254 is happening. We have Khabib Nurmagomedov versus Justin Gaethje. And let's take a step back and just go, this card is starting at a weird time, because I don't think a lot of people know that. It's starting, the main card starts at 1 p.m. Central. And Dana White said that this card is trending to be the biggest pay-per-view ever in UFC history.
Whoa.
But what do you think that buy rate's going to be?
The biggest ever, really? I think around 1.2 sounds about right. Let me look at who else is on the card. We got Whitaker versus Cannoneer, Volkov versus Walt Harris. I mean, there's Struve versus Taya Tuivasa on bringing in
the prelims.
I mean, there's not a lot of firepower on this card. Except
it's just the Nurmagomedov. But
they said when he fought, I think when he fought Connor, that was the biggest pay-per-view sales. And you look at that last fight that did 700,000, the last pay-per-view. I'm going to say if it was at the regular time, I would say it would be over 2 million. But since it's a 1 p.m. start central, I think a lot of people are going to fuck up and miss it. Because even when I give a donation for blood, the woman that takes my blood is a fan of the UFC. She didn't know the card was on. She had planned on, oh, we're going to go to dinner, and then we're going to go to like a Buffalo Wild Wings or somewhere and watch the fights. I'm like, no, no. It's not happening at night.
Not just because of the time, but that ain't happening this weekend anymore.
And that too, but I'm going to go with 1.5 million because of the weird time, because I think a ton of people are actually going to fucking miss out and not know that it's starting fucking way early, which is weird. I think they're just catering to Abu Dhabi, because I don't know what time they're fighting now there, because normally when they fought, I think the main event was starting like 2 a.m. when it was 9 p.m. Central. So it's a way fucking different time. But as far as the fight, the questions I have are, like, how is Khabib going to fight not having his dad in the corner? You know, that's a first. You know, his father passed away.
Yes.
That's going to be weird. How does he fight with no fans in attendance? I don't know if he's a guy that thrives off of that.
And he's been out for over a year. So I think he fought in September of last year. So I don't know if that matters. It seems like guys are disproving the ring rust theory a lot these days. So
I think that's the crowd. They don't have those nerves as much. It's just, it's almost like a glorified sparring match. And, you know, when I look at Gaethje, I think he has an advantage because he's already done this fucking no fan stuff. And he's 100% better fighter not having the fans, because they're not pushing him to do stupid shit. Like, he's just, he wants to entertain the crowd. And now he just says, I want to get the titles. Now I don't have to do all this, you know, crazy shit to put myself in jeopardy. I have to defend a takedown and land hard strikes. And, you know, someone had posted that Gaethje has only been on his back for 17 seconds in his total UFC career. And I'm like, fucking A, man. I'm leaning towards Gaethje, because I think if he can defend the takedowns, make it a striking match. And I almost want to say too, I think Justin Gaethje is kind of like Yoel Romero, where even if you beat him, you're fucked up. You're going to be in the fucking hospital regardless, win or lose. Most of the time, like, everybody that fights him is fucked up. So
yeah,
I think Gaethje's going to win the fight. I'd like to see him stop all the takedowns. I don't know if he can, but he is in the right place. I think it's right place, right time. I'm going to go with a knockout. And I'd like to see, because Gaethje will fuck him up with leg kicks. I think he should just calf kick the fuck out of him. Mm-hmm. Calf kick the fuck out of him, make it a striking match, defend takedowns, make bank, get paid, become the champ. Unify the titles.
Well, as you're talking, I'm looking through Gaethje's record, and I don't see a strong wrestler in his previous.
I'd argue Eddie Alvarez.
Eddie Alvarez, and he lost that fight. So I don't know. I like Justin Gaethje. I want to see him win, but I just think he's going to get his ass thrown around the cage. I don't see this going well for him. I'm going to say, like, probably a fourth round submission is what I'm looking at. I think Nurmagomedov throws him around for 2, 3, 4 rounds and then submits him somewhere in that third, fourth round range. I don't know, man. I don't see Gaethje being able to land on those leg kicks. I don't see him being able to stop the takedown, maybe in the first round, but you know, this fucker wrestles bears, dude.
Like, that's fine. Well, he can get the takedown, but he's also hard to hold down. So take him down, pop back up. Fucking Connor got back up. Connor was able to get back up.
So. Round 2, 3, and 4, different story. So when fatigue sets
when Nurmagomedov gasses himself out, okay,
which has not happened. So
what that has happened a few times. He's gassed himself out trying too hard. So
maybe.
Fucking Iaquinto was able to defend takedowns on the guy. But I also argue that he didn't go 100% against Iaquinto, because Iaquinto took it on short notice. So
yeah,
he laid off on that guy.
I'm predicting Habib fourth round submission. That's what I think is going to happen. I think it'll be exciting. I think you're going to have drama in this fight. Whatever it looks like, I'm not sure, but I think there'll be enough drama where you're going to go like, that was a good fight. So
there'll be blood. That's for sure.
And I will predict they will rematch.
Ooh. Yeah. Cause you know, Justin said he's looking forward to taking Habib's O since he's undefeated, and any time that happens, there's always an immediate rematch.
Yes.
You have a drama, maybe. So that should be fun. And then you had Jared Cannonier versus Rob Whitaker. I don't want to talk about the fight. I just want to talk about Jared Cannonier on the UFC Embedded. Let me share this picture. He brought his fucking rocks, man. He's in there with rocks and crystals. I don't know what the fuck the guy's doing. And he's talking about he wants to be the greatest fighter of all time. He wants to be better than Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson, Bruce Lee. I think the 120-degree Abu Dhabi heat is getting to the man. Because fuck, you're not better than all those guys. Come on, man. You're not even 1/10. You can't even put yourself in the same sentence with those people.
Yeah.
And the people that say that kind of shit aren't that guy. You can't make your comparisons yourself. You have to let other people make the comparisons. I don't know. That's all I want to say about that. Crazy. You got to call it crazy.
I agree.
What else is happening?
Well, I have some sad news. Paige VanZant's bare knuckle boxing debut has been postponed till 2021. Reason unknown. Apparently she still has no opponent.
I was going to say she has no striking ability, just a set of jugs.
Just jugs.
Allegedly.
You can hit someone with the jugs. But it looks like around February is where the target is, February 2021. I don't think it's going to help. I think it's a better move for her just to skip this whole thing, but whatever.
She's going
to
get so fucked up in there. It's I don't know who her manager is, but I would imagine it's that one twat that we never got along with. Manage Felice Herrig, whoever that guy is. I'd imagine it's Brian, probably that same
Brian
guy.
Something. Brian, yeah,
Butler, I think. It's probably not, but that's who I would like to imagine being her manager.
Brian Butler.
Who the fuck would put her in bare knuckle boxing to damage her beautiful face? Like, that's her moneymaker. I think this whole thing is just a marketing ploy to bring attention to bare knuckle, and she never fights in there, hopefully, because she does not have the hands to fight in bare knuckle. Everyone breaks their hands and everyone breaks their face. You don't want a pretty girl in there doing that shit. But that doesn't have the skills to compete.
That's right.
She's got skills. It's not in the bare knuckle world. It's in the Instagram world.
Mm-hmm. So. Instagram skills. Nunchuck skills.
Yeah. I'm open to that. Fucking nunchucks. Stop it. You're trying to lead me down a dark path. We have our own stuff going on. I know exactly what the fuck you're saying, and I'm not taking your bait, bitch. We have our own personal shit going back and forth. So there's a cool thread on Twitter. We share some shit here. So I'm going to have to go full screen. Oh my god. So Shaheen Elshadi, if I could pronounce that correctly, he's got a Twitter thread going, and I want to go down to, let's see, hang on, we cutting, no,
he's got a lot of data.
I know, there's a lot of information. Best referee out of the people he polled, Herb Dean running away with it. Then you have Jason Herzog. John McCarthy shouldn't even be in this fucking conversation. Beltran, Goddard, Mergliata, Keith Pearson, Josh Rosenthal back in action, done with his weed days. Where was the dirtiest fighter? Ooh.
How many people does he have answering these polls?
There were thousands on this one. I want to say it was like 2,500. Underrated fighter. Demetrius Johnson.
Mighty Mouse. Come on. Come on.
Overrated. I could agree with that. McGregor. John Jones isn't overrated. O'Malley, for sure. Van Zant, I don't think she was ever rated. Cejudo. best commentator?
Joe Rogan.
I think Cormier is right now. I put him up there. Cruz is the analyst. Anik is the fucking glue. So I think he's growing on me more than anybody, you know?
It's by sheer repetition. If you get enough exposure, you'll start to like something.
Sometimes.
I know what you're going to say.
I can't fucking say it. You know what I want to say. Let's find the dirtiest fighter. Why is John Jones, in terms of committing fouls, not cleanliness?
I think John Jones definitely is number one with his fucking eye pokes.
But how is Paul Harris not? I mean, he's
old, number two.
But wasn't he for holding submissions? Like, how many times did he hold a submission too long?
Couple.
And he raked Jake Shields' eyes during their fight.
Yeah, but John Jones is it like every time.
That's true. I'm not gonna argue that.
Dirty as fuck, man.
But he never got a point taken away.
He got a draw. Was it no contest? What happened? Draw, no contest.
Something like that. But that's interesting. Dirtiest favorite fight of all time. A lot of people with the Jacek versus Zhang.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Solid. The Robbie Lawler.
I can't believe Lawler and McDonald is not number one on that list.
That should be a clear number one.
I mean, and then I got to argue that Griffin versus Stephen Botter should probably be a tie for number one. I mean, come on, people. What the hell? I respect the Jędrzejczyk, but I'm just saying.
Well, I think it's short-term memory. Everyone seems to think, oh, that one happened most recently, and then they kind of worked their way back.
Yeah, well, I don't know. John Jones versus Alexander Gustafsson, which is a fight that John Jones lost.
Yeah.
Should not be number one.
No. I mean, that fight was okay. Or are they just saying that's the card it was on? I don't know. Anyway, there's some stats, some shit, some stuff.
Some Schmidt.
Yeah.
Okay, so Tisha Torres versus Angela Hill. Rematch booked for UFC 256. I think Amanda Nunes is on that card. And... versus Megan Anderson also.
Jesus Christ.
Peter Yan versus Aleman Sterling for the Bantamweight title. So that's
Aljamain.
What's that?
Aljamain, whatever.
Yeah. I don't know how to say that shit. Whatever. So
Al.
It's exciting. Tisha Torres, Angela Hill.
Well, I feel bad for the chick that Amanda Nunes is fighting. Why? She has like no chance.
Yeah, probably not.
Nunes just runs through everyone like diarrhea.
We need to have Nunes fight the Cyborg
again. Well, yes. Cyborg was winning that fight until she was. That's what always happens, right? You're winning
the until Cyborg needs to have the power, and then the Nunes and Cyborg does a first UFC
Bellator.
Yep. Cross match. I feel like the ladies have to be the ones to do it.
I feel like you're correct. It'll never happen, which sucks.
Well, yeah.
But I think in these trying times that they should do it.
Anything's possible.
All right, cool. Are you a Disney princess? Are you about to break into song?
I thought about it, but I don't know.
You're gonna start like prancing around and shit.
Like glitter is gonna fall from the sky.
Cool, I'm down with this.
Yes,
you're gonna make it rain. Throw some glitter, something. Oh,
it didn't work.
Oh, you're trying to do some reactions, but they need a glitter pop.
There needs to be something. I thought they had something before, but
yeah, I think they reduced the number of shit.
Why?
I don't know. Probably too many people using and abusing the system. So the kids are probably doing all sorts of crazy shit during the fucking school classes. And the teacher's like, can we fucking ixnay on all the fucking dicks on the screen, please?
No dicks.
Yeah. No dicks.
That's what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a background that's all dicks and then use it next
time.
Instead of, Golden Gate Bridge or whatever the other thing is.
Yeah. Let's do some shit. Some shit talking that I saw from fighters this week. So let's start with Anthony Rumble Johnson. Oh man, he's talking to Paulo Costa. He's Costa's Anthony Rumble Johnson, shut up, moron. You don't even know which weight class you should fight. He's like, hey, I don't do the talking back and forth, but the last BBC you did that to fucked your ass at the end, doggy style. Now your name is Loose Booty. You must want missionary next by me. I respect you, but make sure you know your role. I'm not the one, kid. Whoa. Why is everybody getting so aggressive? Like, with the fucking dick talk and take it in the ass.
Oh, these guys.
I know. They don't get out much. No one does.
It's like we resort to trying to fuck each other. That's like, yeah, like the shit talking.
The ultimate. And then did you see Station Northcutt? Oh, my God. Look at this body transformation. This should be an ad. So look what you can do in 8 weeks. So here's picture one.
Uh-huh.
And 8 weeks later. I ate all the steroids, John.
Wait, he looks the same. Is he different?
Are you fucking kidding me? Look at his head and then look at his neck and look at his fucking traps. Like, see how big the head is? There's a fucking huge difference. He's probably like a 150 here, and he's like 210 here.
Okay.
The neck is twice the size. The head is twice. He's got the water buffalo head. And then you look at the traps, like how thick they are.
Gotcha.
Okay. And then the chest, he's not as thick. I mean, he's like double the size. Well, not double, but he's on all the juice. But he's in 1FC. You can do all that. And I encourage it. Yeah, I just encourage it. So good for him. What else is happening
in the MMA? I got no more news.
Okay. I'm out.
Did you see the new worst UFC tattoo ever? It's actually not a fighter getting a tattoo. It's someone getting a tattoo of a fighter.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's Cormier. I saw that. I thought that was BJ Penn.
you know what? That it fucking reminded me of King of the Hill, the cartoon.
Yeah, that too.
Bobby from there. So hang on. Let me open that.
I don't think you should be getting another man.
This guy.
Yeah, totally.
Like that guy.
Yeah, the resemblance is actually
this guy.
Quite a bit similar.
I'm like, oh man, I don't know how you fuck up your tattoo that bad though. He's got like little stump arms and fucking things.
I think you just don't get another man tattooed on your body. That's just weird.
Yeah, I think that's a good strategy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. Or it's like those people that get the Joe Rogan face.
Yeah, I've seen.
Hey, what's going on with Joe Rogan?
Well, apparently Rogan is on pause for like 10 days because Jamie got COVID, his producer or whatever. So, you know, as we said before the show, it seems like this shit's going around all of a sudden. But, it'll be okay.
Well, I mean, that's I would give kudos to Rogan for not bringing in like someone else to run the show and just said, fuck it, man. We're just going to pause. Like, that's some loyalty right there. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing how he's dragging all his comedian friends out to Austin. Like, that's all you hear on all the comedian podcasts now is like, where are you moving to? Where are you moving to? Austin. Because I think Rogan's buying houses for everyone.
What? Just because he's like filthy rich. I saw pictures of his rich. If you Google Joe Rogan, California house, he's selling his house for like $3.5 or $4 million in California. It looks pretty nice. It's like on a nice hill and stuff. So.
And then you can get probably, I don't know if it's twice the house in Austin that you could in California. I would imagine it's way bigger, plus land, plus space. So you imagine he's probably got like a 500-acre fucking facility. You know, he's building a comedy club. And
is he building a comedy club?
Yeah, so he's happy to break even. And he's going to do like rapid testing for COVID so no one has to wear a fucking mask in there. And then he's buying like a bunch of his comedian friends' houses just to get them to move out there. Like, I'll buy you a fucking house if you just fucking move out here with me and have his own little cult or community, whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
He's like, this is making me nervous. He's got all the hunting. Now he's got all the crazy politicians on his show.
Yeah.
Like moving to Texas, talking about freedom. Like, what's next? Is this like a David Koresh situation? Next thing you know,
possibly the Branch Davidians fucking making a run for it.
Yes, I think that's coming.
ATF's coming in pretty soon. Let's check in with Heather Heat Hardy. I like this post from her. So she's showing what she looked like at different weight class. So here's 121, 141, 151.
That's nice. Shows
how much healthier you can get just putting on a few extra pounds.
Yeah.
I like can't argue with that, can you? I don't know. Moving around long. See what else I got. I'm having Chrome issues like usual. Tweet of the week. I have three. Let me dial all these up first. Okay. Start with Justin Gaethje.
Okay.
I didn't know we could do this anymore. He's protect myself inside the octagon. Trojan condoms. He's protected outside. Motherfuckers running Trojan ads. I love it. Wasn't that, who's that other sponsor? Fucking Condom Depot.
That's it.
He's good
maybe
for
him. Maybe we need to get some Trojan sponsorships. Hey, in these trying times, there's a lot of people referring.
It's true. I don't know what condoms are anymore. Moving right along. Danny Trejo. He said, machete, don't filter. Like, look at the difference between this and this.
Yeah. That's what a lot of you can always tell, because if it looks like bloomed out, somebody got a Snapchat filter on that shit.
Yeah. My wife tried to put that on me. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? I look Asian. Like, take that off. I'm not doing that. And the last one is Salt and Pepper Pig. Says it seems a little extreme. We plan to cut all homeless people in half by 2025. Like, fuck me, man. That is extreme. But hey, you got to do what you got to do if you want to win.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, what an ad. I like it.
Fucking dumb. Whatever. Well, let's do some ass and nuts. Rodrigo Machado closes out. This time, pound sign, nuts rule, pound sign, Matt Rape Train, pound sign, Ingo Sugar Daddy. Would you rather win the lottery or live twice as long?
Live twice as long.
Why? Why?
Because I can do twice as much damage. Imagine if you could live to be 200, right? In your second 100 years, like, imagine the things you would know, right?
Counterpoint. Everybody you know and love will die in that time.
Well,
life sucks. I'd rather get all the money and fucking go out with a bang.
Yeah. I can respect that, man. Okay. But I will say,
I see what you're saying. But is your body going to be old and decrepit? Because I'm just thinking. No. Oh, so you age half as fast then.
I'm imagining when I'm 100, I'm like 25.
You're right? Fucking 20-year-olds. What?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Would you feel worse if no one showed up to your wedding or to your funeral?
Funeral. Well, I mean, that's a weird question, because how would I know?
Exactly. That's why I would have to probably go wedding. Funeral, yeah. It doesn't matter. You're fucking done. Who cares? I don't give a fuck if you show up or not. My wedding would be a brutal if you invited 250 and you only have about 20 there. Like, oh, this is expensive now.
Yes.
Would you rather be without the internet for a week or without your phone?
I'll do without the internet. I mean, wait, what's the difference?
Well, I'd say just get rid of the phone, because if you have the phone and no internet, the phone's useless.
Oh, that's a weird question, though, because I'm wondering, if I have my phone, do I have internet on the phone?
I'd say no. You just have a telephone. In your pocket.
Okay.
Would you rather meet George Washington or the current president?
Probably the current president.
Why?
Because George Washington is old. What the hell? You know?
I want to blow his mind and show him, look at his cell phone, man! What? You're blowing my mind!
I think you have his mind blown just by the way you look.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you wearing?
They have fake teeth that are real now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do Fuck, Marry, Kill, Celebrity Edition number 111. MMA Made Me Come number 14. We have Claudia Gadelha, Holly Holm, and Jessica Ai.
Okay.
Moving over here. Chaining. And I took best pictures no matter what time frame. Nothing current in my eyes. So here's Claudia Gadelha with her two sisters.
Always, which one is which?
There's Claudia and sister and sister.
Okay.
Always my favorite picture. Hmm. Holly Holm.
I mean,
I chose the softer version of her.
Okay.
Because she's a little too lean sometimes in the other pictures. And then the best picture I could find of Jessica Ai, because she doesn't look that good now.
Bang, marry Holm and kill the first one. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. Mary, I'm fucking the. This comes as a group to me. I get all three for the price of one. Kill. Definitely kill her. I think she's naked somewhere. I'm just saying. I think there was a fappening.
There was.
I don't know anything about that.
May or may not have seen it.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Moving right along. Got any knowledge for the week?
Well, I watched this. I don't want to bring everybody down, but I watched. I've been watching Game of Thrones. I told you.
Yes.
I still recommend that if you like that show. I've never rewatched it, and I've been watching them episode by episode. There's things that I realized I missed, and it's amazing how great the acting is and the storyline.
Where are you at in all that?
Season three right now.
Okay.
My girl hasn't watched that before, so we've been watching it, and she's like, oh my God, this show's really good. I'm like, I know, it's pretty amazing.
Until the last season. It's really awesome.
There's a lot of violence and sex, which is
perfect. And big bushes.
But I watched this documentary on Netflix over the weekend called American Murder, The Family Next Door. If you want to watch something disturbing about how fucked up people are out there, and they don't show anything, but like, I don't know, it's a crazy story about a guy who basically murders his whole family. And they're like totally normal people.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense. I don't know exactly why this happened, but it's just a whacked out. It was disturbing and I couldn't stop watching. So it was one of those, like, I think when you know, you play like Netflix and then they start showing you other shit and you're just like, okay, I guess I'll just start watching this. And then, you never stop. So,
well, they sucker you in. It's always that autoplay the next one. You're like, oh, I'm fucking okay. I guess I'm in for the long haul. And then 72 hours later, You're the Tiger Queen. Fuck, man. What happened? Let's see what else. Oh, I've been testing out the Call of Duty Cold War, the beta for that.
Yeah, how is it?
Well, I've been told I shouldn't play it anymore because I've said the most offensive things ever that my household has heard. that's how I can tell I shouldn't be playing a game when I'm yelling the most horrific things that could come out of a person's mouth to the point where my wife has to shut my basement door and go upstairs. I just fucking deleted it because it's got the same problem that I have with all the Call of Duty games where it's like who's hosting the game gets all the kills. And if you're not, you get killed. So on your screen, you'll see someone, you shoot them first, but then you end up dying. And you're like, what the fuck? I shot that guy, emptied my whole clip into his head, but yet I die. And then you see the kill cam and it's like, oh, he saw me first. He shot me first. I died first. Like there's a disconnect and it happens too much across the board. That's never happened with Battlefield. So once again, I'm out on another Call of Duty game.
Okay.
But
I've not been able to get into gaming. I keep trying, but it's just like tough. I'm waiting for that game. That's maybe when the winter kicks in and we're all stuck indoors again.
Probably
something will suck me in. The last time I had fun, I think really fun playing was when we were playing that, tactical game like a couple of summers ago. What the hell was that? It was like in New York.
The Division.
Yeah, I like that a lot. We had good times with that. That was ridiculous, but I don't know. I feel like games are too complicated.
Well, that's why I enjoy playing Plants vs. Zombies. That one, like for a shooter, that has been the most balanced shooter I've played, which is fucking ridiculous. Like you would think it's a kid's game, but it's a little more advanced than that. But I'm just probably because I'm number one and I'm playing against a bunch of 8 year olds. But hey,
you just want to be the best. That's why you like that game.
You're damn right. But I can go back to Battlefield and be the best too.
Okay.
I feel like I'm Kramer fighting a bunch of the white belts in karate. Like, what are you doing? He's beating the shit out of a bunch of 8 year olds. You know, that's all I got.
Okay.
That's it. Shut down.
All right. Well, that's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.